Chapter 90. I got caught, Chris Harper thought, feeling a chill as he pictured an American prison cell. Senator Sexton knows I lied about the pod software. As the pod's section manager escorted Gabriel Ash back into his office and closed the door, he felt his hatred of the NASA administrator grow deeper by the instant. Tonight, Harper had learned just how deep the administrator's lies truly ran. In addition to forcing Harper to lie about having fixed pod software, the administrator had apparently set up some insurance, just in case Harper got cold feet and decided not to be a team player. Evidence of embezzlement, Harper thought. Blackmail. Very sly. After all, who would believe an embezzler trying to discredit the single greatest moment in American space history? Harper had already witnessed to what length the NASA administrator would go to save America's space agency, and now with the announcement of a meteorite with fossils, the stakes had skyrocketed. Harper paced for several seconds around the wide table on which sat a scale model of the pod satellite, a cylindrical prism with multiple antennae and lenses behind reflective shields. Gabrielle sat down, her dark eyes watching, waiting. The nausea in Harper's gut reminded him of how he had felt during the infamous press conference. He'd put on a lousy show that night, and everyone had questioned him about it. He'd had to lie again and say he was feeling ill that night and was not himself. His colleagues and the press shrugged off his lackluster performance and quickly forgot about it. Now the lie had come back to haunt him. Gabriel Ash's expression softened. Mr. Harper, with the administrator as an enemy, you will need a powerful ally. Senator Sexton could well be your only friend at this point. Let's start with a pod software lie. Tell me what happened. Harper sighed. He knew it was time to tell the truth. I bloody well should have told the truth in the first place. The pod's launch went smoothly, he began. The satellite settled into a perfect polar orbit, just as planned. Gabriel Ash looked bored. Apparently she knew all this. Go on. Then came the trouble. When we geared up to start searching the ice for density anomalies, the onboard anomaly detection software failed. Uh-huh. Harper's words came faster now. The software was supposed to be able to rapidly examine thousands of acres of data and find parts of the ice that fell outside the range of normal ice density. Primarily, the software was looking for soft spots in the ice, global warming indicators. But if it stumbled across other density incongruities, it was programmed to flag those as well. The plan was for pods to scan the Arctic Circle over several weeks and identify any anomalies that we could use to measure global warming. But without functioning software, Gabriel said, pods was no good. NASA would have had to examine images of every square inch of the Arctic by hand, looking for trouble spots. Harper nodded, reliving the nightmare of his programming gaffe. It would take decades. The situation was terrible. Because of a flaw in my programming, pods was essentially worthless. With the election coming up and Senator Sexton being so critical of NASA, he sighed. Your mistake was devastating to NASA and the president. It couldn't have come at a worse time. The administrator was livid. I promised him I could fix the problem during the next shuttle mission. A simple matter of swapping out the chip that held the pod's software system. But it was too little, too late. He sent me home on leave, but essentially I was fired. That was a month ago. And yet you were back on television 2 weeks ago, announcing you'd found a workaround. Harper slumped. A terrible mistake. That was the day I got a desperate call from the administrator. He told me something had come up, a possible way to redeem myself. I came into the office immediately and met with him. He asked me to hold a press conference and tell everyone I'd found a workaround for the pod software, and that we would have data in a few weeks. He said he'd explain it to me later. And you agreed? No, I refused. But an hour later, the administrator was back in my office with the White House senior advisor.